Welcome news to the White House. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. That's how Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre describes the win by Senate Democrats to maintain control of the chamber. Earlier, President Biden said he's very pleased.
His goal is to deliver for the American people. He's going to do that. He's going to continue to do that along with the Senate Democrats. But it certainly will make it the task easier, right, to get some of his agenda done.
The balance of power in the House hasn't yet been decided, but Republicans are expected to retake the majority. If they do, Nancy Pelosi would lose the speakership, but at this time, she has no plans to step away from Congress.
I'm not making any comments until this election is finished and we have a little more time to go.
The speaker on ABC's This Week. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy could become the next speaker if the GOP takes the chamber, which Congressman Jim Banks predicts will happen.
The fact remains that Joe Biden is an enormously unpopular president, less than 40% approval rating. 80% of Americans believe this country is on the wrong track, and Republicans will win the majority. It will be a very slim majority, but we have an opportunity over the next 2 years.
Banks, who appeared on Fox News Sunday, would like the position of majority whip. Other contenders include Congressman Tom Emmer and Drew Ferguson. There was a lot to talk about when President Biden sat down in Cambodia with the leaders of Japan and South Korea, namely North Korea.
Obviously, the DPRK was top of mind for all three leaders as they sat down. But the statement also discusses peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait, the need for deeper economic and technology cooperation.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Six people lost their lives at an air show in Dallas. They were inside vintage aircraft yesterday that crashed.
Two historic World War II planes, a Boeing B-17 Flying Fortress bomber, and a Bell P-63 King Cobra fighter plane crashing into each other during a demonstration at the commemorative Air Force Wings Over Dallas show.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty. The fiery accident did not injure people on the ground. Anxious moments on a Frontier Airlines flight after a passenger was seen with a weapon and threatened to use it.
The flight from Cincinnati to Tampa rerouted to Atlanta and landed safely. This after a passenger threatened to stab the crew and passengers on board with a box cutter. A U.S. Navy vet said crew members asked him and another veteran on board to help subdue the suspect if anything escalated. After the plane landed and passengers began to get off, the suspect did not, and then instead walked towards flight attendants with his hands in his pockets. That's when another man with a background in law enforcement tackled him, and he was taken into custody. No one was hurt. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
A famous actor who accidentally shot and killed someone on a movie set has filed a lawsuit in the hopes of clearing his name. Alec Baldwin is suing a number of people who worked on the film Rust. Last year, the film's cinematographer was killed while a scene was being rehearsed.
His attorney said in part, quote, "This tragedy happened because live bullets were delivered to the set and loaded into the gun. Gutierrez Reed, the professional armorer, failed to check the bullets or the gun carefully. Halls, the first assistant director, failed to check the gun carefully and yet announced the gun was safe before handing it to Baldwin."
Fox's Christina Coleman in Los Angeles. Baldwin admits pointing the gun at Helena Hutchins last year in New Mexico, but the actor maintains he did not pull the trigger. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.